which yesterday, actually not that. So Saturday, Ness informed me that that is when her parents trick or treating was going to be, was at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Now, I'll be honest with you. I am better than most when it comes to communicating my marriage. I'm still not flawless. So I thought to myself, well, clearly she knows the Browns game is on. You know, I'm not going to be able to go there because I got to watch the game. I can't kind of have to watch it. And so Sunday, we were sitting there and we're kind of getting ready. And she's like, why don't you have your shoes on? I was like, oh. And then I did say the thing you shouldn't say, which is I thought it was common sense that I wouldn't be going. That was not smart. That was a tiger got out of the cage, unintentionally insulting my wife. She thought it was intentional. And I spent the next 8 or 9 hours paying for it. So to the good people of Rootstown, Ohio, please move your trick-or-treating. You're killing me. You're going to get me divorced. What are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? It's the same time every year, and every time it's during a Browns game. Anyways, that's what I was contending with. The only thing I didn't think about during yesterday's Browns game, the only thing, was how much am I going to pay for this when she comes home? It turns out, until we went to bed. And then she rolled over, and she was trying to be cute, and she's like, I think I'm done punishing you. And I was like, okay, well, now I'm going to sleep. So, like, all the things you wanted to talk about previously, it's not like I'm going to be like, well, let me download all of my day with you right now. Not just talking about this, I might be back in Dutch. So 216-474-0092. Anybody else have that problem? Because I'll be honest with you, I would love nothing more than to go trick-or-treating with my kiddos. We did it Saturday. But, like, come on. The Browns keep the lights on. Let's think about this one. Also, if you know Vanessa, do not tell her we talked about this. Be cool, baby, okay? Now, while we have that conversation, speaking of be cool, I really don't know how to talk about this next one because I can't believe somebody said it into a microphone. Like, I'm a little torn here because on one hand, I am team honesty. I like when players say real things into a microphone because the PR-ification of sports has taken some of the fun out of this. Right? Like, it's not fireable that Kevin Stefanski makes me fall asleep in his press conferences, but it does annoy me. Right? Like, in the end, if you win enough football games, you can be Belichick and you can say we're on to Cincinnati as much as you'd like. It's just if you could give me a little seasoning there, right? I don't like bland food. I don't like bland press conferences. So, on one hand, that is my general ethos about press conferences. Teams have ruined it. PRification. People being afraid of fans and being afraid of words into a microphone affecting sales is kind of the bane of my existence. And then there's Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson, who came out of the game, I want to say about halfway through the game in yesterday's loss by the Colts, and he was asked about this. And he gave an answer that, I'll be honest with you, team honesty loves, team what are you doing does not love.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
I don't know I've ever identified with a quarterback more in my life, right? Like, even like, and Anthony is at this point, he's got a rocket for an arm. He is still a guy who has to make plays with his legs to kind of counteract with some accuracy issues and some immaturity. So, if you kind of saw that game, Anthony was running, I would say, a significant amount yesterday. I don't know that it's altogether that smart to be like, man, I was just tired. Like, I don't know that this, I think this gets you benched in college where, like, nobody pays attention to the little fiefdoms outside of the fiefdom and the media that you exist in. Meaning, like, what happens in Clemson usually stays in Clemson. What happens in Gainesville usually stays in Gainesville. So if you are, a felony, or unless you're like Dabo Sweeney, who just perpetually everybody knows, like, he's going to say something stupid. Just keep the mics rolling. Pretty much, like, the amount of dumb things said by people and players and coaches in college, There's just too much to keep up with. You can't do this in the NFL. And I don't know. I really don't know how Anthony Richardson thought this one was going to go. Hey, Nick, you took off and you only did till 6 o'clock. And then you told the board op just to flip it over to the Infinity Sports Network. What was that about? I was just tired. I'll be honest with you. Those first 4 hours, they were taxing. I didn't get my cardio in this week. I was kind of hungry. Like, I love the honesty. Like, honestly, love it. Maybe this is the time you choose to lie a little bit. And also, Shane Steichen was asked, by the way, about basically, have you made a decision at quarterback given Anthony's statement? And he said everything's under the microscope, which is a really nice way of saying I have to decide how pissed I am about this and whether I'm willing to forgive this guy. Let's just say this. This is the Jed Wills thing. I don't know why it took anybody in Cleveland 4.5 years to realize if a guy doesn't play through the whistle, don't play him. It's not that hard. That's not discipline. That's not Tommy Toughnuts talking here. All right, that's just basic common sense. All right, there's like three or four things in the NFL. Guys, I'll be honest with you. Most players don't care what you're accused of off the field if you're good at football. They don't. I know that sucks. But if you can help a guy make more money, he'll do the deal. As people love to say, the Faustian bargain. They'll do those deals with the devil all the time. The one thing you can't do as a pro is be like, man, I just don't know. I just didn't feel it in that moment. You know, I'm a vibes guy. And it's a little winded. And I thought to myself, I'm going to go ahead and take myself out on this play. I'm just going to regroup and recollect for the next series. This is the one of the unforgivables. So if Shane Steichen, this is actually my official prediction. I'm decreeing this now on air. If Shane Steichen's, I don't know why I added an S there. If Shane Steichen allows this goober to play next year, next week, that's the one I was going for. If he allows him to play next week, Shane Steichen will never make it in Indianapolis. This is dummy 101. Hey, guy took himself out of the game because he's tired. Cool. I'm going to take him out of the next game. You can put him back in the week after. You can. But you can't let a professional run off the sideline and be like, cardio, right? You can't let the face of a franchise do this. Like, this is no longer an Anthony Richardson issue. This is a, do you have any self-respect as an NFL head coach? Like, this is, can you go into that locker room and can you tell yourself and can you tell them, we're putting you in the best position to win as long as we're not winded? No, you can't. And by the way, this, because Jim Irsay is just another Jimmy Haslam. It is just all about Jim Irsay out there in Indianapolis. Jim, this is the time you listen to the coaches. Yeah. This is the first time in the history of football, including any time that I've been around it, any time that I played it, that I've ever heard of anybody going, I just need a couple snaps off because cardio. Just, I really feel like somebody else who's less winded could do a better job until I get my lungs, you know, beneath me and ready to go. 216-474-0092. I will say, the only thing about this that shocked me, other than how dumb it is that it didn't come from the mouth of a Browns player, because we have heard some stuff that is just under this, but never this dumb. It's good that somebody else did something this dumb. JP joins me as co-host next on 92.3 The Fan.